Warning,
this is the most important
podcast
of our lifetime.
Hello, everyone.
What is Hapatarian?
So what is Hapa? So when you put together Hapatarians, what is that?
You know the thing.
They're here to awkward it up for you guys.
Which is a very interesting and beautiful mix of humanity.
Anyone has a podcast?
You're an extremist.
Shut up.
All right, let's get to it. Hey, what's happening? And welcome to the Hapatarian Show, the number one show that will offend you no matter what. Please don't forget to subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and leave a review telling us how much you love the Hapa ethnostate. Please, come on, I'm begging you. Returning to the show is Alan Mosley. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, but what's the deal with the music just gets started in the intro and then immediately fades out?
Because, you know, you heard the drop, it's fine.
Okay, like any more than that, and you'd have to pay royalties or something?
That's, yeah.
Okay, all right. All right.
Although I think it's actually a no copyright song, so it wouldn't matter, but I don't want to fucking play a 3.5-minute song in the beginning of the show. I mean, who wants to hear that?
Yeah. I know. Imagine getting like a 45-second sample of a big band tune and paying royalty, like not paying, like paying for a license for it. You'd have to be the biggest fach in the world to do that. But anyway, yeah, I like yours. It's cool.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. We really worked hard on it, as you can tell.
Yeah. You sampled it. You did that.
That's all I've wanted to do in my life was to be a DJ. I wanted to, you know, be DJ Shadow. I wanted to get all the samples, make one song, and then make an album out of all these different songs that are samples from other things, because there's no talent in that, apparently. So that's what I want to do, you know.
As a musician who's played for people in the past, if you ever play a song for somebody and that person then turns around and says to you, "Oh, that was really good. You know, who wrote that?" If they don't know who the artist is, you say, "That was me. I made this." I don't care if you're playing Sweet Child of Mine. If they say, "Oh, I've never heard of that before. Who's that by?" I say, "Oh, that's me. I wrote that."
And you say, "Yeah, I was just, you know, I was just doing rehearsal and na, 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 na. And I was like, yeah, that sounds good. And so I was like, hey, you should make a song out of that. I was like, all right. And then it became one of the most famous songs. And every time you played, it was like, ah, whatever. Na, 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 na. You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had some friends recently who had never seen The Godfather before. So they finally sat down and watched it. Said, look, yeah, I made this.
Okay, so I'm going to say something that you're going to hate, Alan. You're going to hate
this. Just don't do it. Just fucking stop. I'll leave this show. You think I give a shit about your show? I will leave if you say what I think you're about to say.
I've tried watching The Godfather twice, and I have never finished it.
Okay, well, some people whose IQ is below room temperature can't appreciate The Godfather, but you should watch part one and two. You just...
Yeah. So part three is just don't even bother.
Part three doesn't exist. Just one and two are all that exist. If you have like, okay, I'll give this to you. If you have to have the subtitles on because you're like, they're throwing a whole bunch of Italian names at me and I can't, like, I'm not really keeping up with who's who and what they're talking about. If you have to do that, do it. But it's. And they make, I mean, it's literally one of the greatest films of all time. Like, I look, you know, fuck you, Shane. I don't have to sell you on how good The Godfather is when it's at the top of every best of all time list.
You know, half of the things you said, you weren't even on the screen, so I don't even know what you said half the time.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel bad about it because, like, I love movies. I love a lot of the classics. Mm-hmm. But I don't. Maybe it is the Italian stuff. It's like, wait, what is it? Fergazzi, Fabrizio, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of characters, and it's a lot of stuff that's just kind of like in passing. And so look, I can get it that if you've never seen it before and you have no idea what's going on, it can be a lot to absorb.
Yeah.
You know, but people said the same thing about like Game of Thrones when it first came on TV, right? Like, you know, there's all these names and places and you're like, I don't even know if they're talking about a castle or a kid. I have no idea what they're talking about. But, you know, in hindsight, you look back now and you're like, okay, yeah, it all made sense.
So I guess I'm not completely far off then.
one of the greatest movies of all time. I'm not going to be gaslit into defending the greatest movie of all time. It stands on its own.
I mean, I did say the intro, I was going to offend you no matter what, so I hold my promises.
Yeah, it's all right. There's this giant red X down here that says leave. I've just got my mouse cursor over it just in case.
Is that even a saying, hold my promises? I don't think it is. I think I just made that up.
Yeah, well, you're not from here. I understand.
That is, yeah, I know. I'm an alien. That's true. Okay, so getting off of The Godfather, quite possibly one of the greatest movies of all time. your eyebrows going up. Well, that made me laugh. Anyway, so another thing that could possibly be the greatest thing that ever happened in our world is two people that we obviously really love to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Shapiro, who I don't think anybody, well, actually, nobody really knows who that is. He's just some guy. He usually wears some weird, stupid hat on his head. I don't know what that is. And then some black woman who's, whenever she says she's going to be on time, like, hey, I'll be there at 7, she doesn't arrive till like Thursday. So I don't really know what that will
think. Yeah. You know, I've always heard that those people are supposed to be really smart, but Ben Shapiro made probably one of the biggest mistakes of all time, which was expecting a black woman to shut up.
That, yeah, that is true. I mean, what are they like when they get mad? We see clips of it all the time where black women, she just, oh, you gave me 5 chicken nuggets instead of 6. Let me beat your ass. I'm going to whoop your ass in this McDonald's right now. Fuck you up. And it's just like, really? I don't know.
Well, they, you know, they always say that everybody needs to stop and listen because a black woman is talking. And I'm like, right. I mean, that's fine, but can I at least watch the rest of the film?
Yeah. So, we'll just get right into it. I kind of wanted to show you. So I saw this article that I think summed it up pretty well. It's from our favorite website, Forbes. So, and the funny thing is that this headline is far right media clash. Like, do you consider Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens far right, Mr. Alan Mosley?
No.
So I don't understand. But anyway.
Well, okay, but so they have far right in the headline, right? And then right there in the very first paragraph, they just simply call it conservative media outlet. Well, those.
Yeah. So they should have just called it conservative media clash.
Yeah. So it's clickbait, right? Yeah. It's just, but they know that. That's important for people to understand that they're not saying that because they think that. They're saying that because they just know it's going to get clicks. They know better.
You should have seen a couple of the most recent videos that I put up. I try to put as clickbaity a title as possible. I mean, I said that some lady was trying to she found the perfect Aryan sperm donor, and then update, oh, by the way, he's a Jew. So
yeah.
And then people were mad because they were like, hey, it didn't say anything about him being a Jew. Yeah. It's like, well, it was updated, so you know.
Yeah, that whole update was after we did that episode.
Yeah, subtitled Help Me Stepsister.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so this whole thing boiled to the fact that Ben Shapiro was at some, I don't know if it was a dinner or some private event, and he was on camera. Someone recorded him probably like, you know, guerrilla style saying that Ben Shapiro was saying that Candace Owens and what she's been saying about the Israel-Palestine war conflict, whatever you want to call it, the never-ending cycle over there. And basically saying that, oh, she's not doing, I don't agree with her. I think she's being too disingenuous and I don't like some of her rhetoric. I'm probably being a little easy on what he actually said, but that's pretty much the gist of it. So here's where it boils down. So they kind of give a timeline on it. So the beef between the two pundits unfolded this week after Shapiro, a forceful support. I mean, that's about as tame of a description of how he looks at Israel as you could possibly, a forceful supporter. No, this motherfucker is okay if Gaza completely wiped off the face of the map. I would probably, was filmed calling Owens disgraceful for fall sophistication on the conflict. And conservatives have previously criticized Owens for her statements, including a post on Twitter. I'm not calling it X, fuck that. In which she said, no government anywhere has a right to commit a genocide. I mean, seriously, what? in that quote, no government anywhere has a right to commit a genocide. Where's that wrong?
Well, I mean, right off the bat, this whole article is one of those things of like, you know, what's a true Scotsman? Like, well, what's a conservative? Because conservatives would agree that, yeah, I don't guess the state has a right to commit a genocide, you know, but they're making it sound as if there's this conservative witch hunt out for Candace Owens for that statement. So if anything, I've seen an absolute ton of people supporting her statements that would identify as right wing. So which right wing are we talking about? You know, like, I mean, I definitely know that there are a lot of right wingers that are first, last, and always Israel. Like, I get that. But there's also a lot of people who identify as conservative that have no issues with her statement. And, you know, like, a lot of people have talked this past week about some of the Democrats, like the Squad, who are echoing some of these sentiments. But people like Thomas Massey, who is a Republican representative, said the exact same things, and he's got a lot of supporters. So I guess none of those people are conservatives anymore. They're all left wing extremists, according to Ben Shapiro. But again, I don't consider Ben Shapiro to exactly be right wing either. So
yeah,
what's a right winger? What's a conservative?
I mean, you could probably say they're, because there's conservative Democrats. You would say that, right? And I mean, usually you wouldn't think of a Democrat as some right winger.
You know? Well, I mean, you know, I'm from the South. The popular phrase was Blue Dog Democrat, which was your typical Southern Democrat that kind of was culturally conservative, but they were a part of the DNC. So they would vote Democrat on a lot of issues nationally. But I guess you would consider them to be more progressive, but they, you know, but I mean, for a long time, they believed in the traditional family and, you know, being anti-abortion and stuff like that, which obviously wasn't a part of the Democratic platform. So it's, you know, this is what you get when you draw a dividing line where everyone has to be on side A or side B, when everyone has to fit in two camps and there's no spillover. There's no dialogue between the two. This is how you wind up with conversations like this, where you're like, well, I have no idea who they're even talking about. And I have no idea who agrees and doesn't agree. I know exactly where Ben Shapiro stands, right? But we know why he's in the position that he's in. Like, let's be honest.
Are you saying that he's getting a little money from anyway? So next one here is Owens posted a series of Bible. This is another one where people are saying they're tweeting Christ is King. And apparently that's some anti-Semite dog whistle. I didn't even know.
Well, the weird part is that other Christians are saying that too. They're like, this is anti-Semitic, and this is not Christian behavior.
I don't know.
Well, You guys would probably know a lot more about this than me, because I, you know, like, I don't consider myself to be a religious person. And so take anything I say with a grain of salt. But I do know that there are a lot of Christians who would agree with the statement that they believe Christ is King. They believe Jesus is the Messiah. And they don't like, I'm not saying that they're going to be rude to you and want to start another crusade necessarily, but they do believe that statement. So if you don't believe that, they think you're wrong. Like, let's not mince words about it. They think you're wrong and you are incorrect and they are correct. So if, and I'm not going to drudge up, like, you know, incendiary language, like, well, you know, the Jews killed Jesus after all, which they did, but the point being is that, so if a deeply religious Christian person says to a Jewish organization, well, you know, Christ Jesus is King, he is the Messiah, and so you guys are incorrect about this, and if they take that to be anti-Semitism, well, it's not anti-Semitism in the sense of, like, they're not advocating for Jewish genocide because they believe Christ is the Messiah. That's ridiculous. That's a Ben Shapiro take. But they are saying that, well, but you're incorrect and we're correct on this, and you're theologically out of bounds. So, but if you can't have that disagreement and without calling it anti-Semitism, like, if you think a Christian saying that, well, my Lord is Jesus, if you think them saying that is akin to them saying, I want to exterminate the Jews, then there is absolutely no foundation to have a conversation whatsoever, right? Like, you can't even, There's no talking your way out of that.
Yeah, it's they're pretty much going to like the way extreme of that. I mean, yeah, a lot of Christians would say that Christ is king. And before all this was going on, we were even talking about Israel. Anyone could say Christ is king. Well, yeah, I believe it. Now it's, oh, it's some dog whistle. You must want another Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really? So, okay. So when's another Holocaust going to happen? Oh, man. All the anti-Semitism that's happening right now must mean that there must be another Holocaust that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
In 2024, I bet you they're going to round up all the Jews and the entire world. They're going to bring them to Australia or someplace. They're going to ship them there.
Yeah, Australia. Sure. Why not? Keep going. Yeah,
they're going to ship them there. And then they're just going to exterminate all of them. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. It's like
down in the outback.
When's that going to happen?
Okay. I don't know. How long was it between Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2?
Don't even give me. Come on. Before we talk Godfather, I'm talking about Ghostbusters. Come on.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, yeah, but I mean, that's my point, though. I mean, and even with that, so Nico, if you saw people saying that, well, there were Christians also saying, well, that's anti-Semitic, that's disrespectful. It's like, well, wait a minute, how are you a Christian and disagreeing with this statement? I feel like that's kind of pretty foundational to being a Christian, right? Is to not disagree with that statement,
right?
Yeah, and I guess their point was saying like, oh, you're not saying that because you actually believe it. You're just saying that because. You want to be you want to taunt the Jewish people on Twitter.
Well, it's the timing of when they're saying that. Like before, I'm sure you could probably look on Twitter, search Christ is King. Anyone that said it, I guarantee you there's probably a bunch of people who said that. Just today I'm gonna say Christ is King. Yeah, because I believe that.
Por qué no las dos? Like, why can't it be both?
Yeah.
Why can't they actually believe it and want to taunt them?
Well, also, like, how do you can't. Know someone's intent
by no I know Twitter. I know their intent because October 7th happened and obviously all
that's
the Jews I'm like 98% pro Israel. That must mean I want to kill all the Jews.
Yeah,
come on.
Well of course then there's also, because this is an alleged conservative outlet where this drama is happening. I mean, the truly conservative position from a American conservative position would be, well, you can think whatever you want about Israel and Hamas and its right to take whatever action, positive or negative, but that doesn't have anything to do with the American state. It just, it's totally irrelevant. I mean, that's the Thomas Massie position. Thomas Massie is not going on talk shows right now to talk about how much he supports Palestine. Even if he did, that's not really who he is. It's more that he's saying that, well, Israel's actually one of the wealthiest nations on earth. And on top of them being a quite wealthy nation, we also give them $3.2 billion every year. Because that's what you do to your rich friend, is you give them money. And so on top of that, he's saying, I don't think that my constituents should have to pay another $14 billion on top of the $3.2 billion they already gave a country that is incredibly wealthy. And that makes him the enemy of all Jews. The fact that he won't sign up Kentucky farmers to pay Israel to bomb Hamas means he's an anti-Semite. So again, if that's your position, he's an anti-Semite because he doesn't think Kentucky farmers should have to pay for Israel's Iron Dome, there is no room for a conversation.
Well, I know why Israel is so rich and one of the wealthiest countries in the world. We all know that Jews love money.
They are a truly industrious people.
Yeah, there's no denying that.
Yeah.
So yeah, Owens posted a series of Bible verses Wednesday, including that you cannot serve both God and money. And so Ben Shapiro responded in a post telling her that if taking money from the Daily Wire somehow comes between you and God, by all means, quit. Quit. Why don't you quit my company, lady?
How is that like legal to say that?
I'm going to send that to my landlord on the first of the month. Look, man, you can't serve both God and money.
How about I give you no rent this month? How about that? That sounds like a good plan.
God bless.
So then Owens accused Shapiro of acting unprofessional and emotionally unhinged for weeks now and calling him utterly out of line for suggesting that I cannot quite or that I cannot quote biblical scripture. Owens also appeared on the latest episode of Tucker Carlson's show, which premiered on Wednesday, where she called Shapiro's comments ad hominem attacks that she couldn't respond to on a level of intellect. So that's pretty much the gist of it. And so a lot of the kind of the Daily Wire, you know, hoorah people and all the Ben Shapiro loyalists, a lot of them were calling for, you know, for her to get fired and for Candace Owens to just quit. And I'm sure Candace Owens, people that like her, were probably saying, you know what, just get away from the Daily Wire. You don't need this noise in your life. Just get out of there. Aren't you like a new mom? Just get away from this, you know, do all this other stuff. Get away from them.
She said something today about she's going on maternity leave.
Yeah. Kind of.
Did she just have a baby?
Something like that. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Who is
Candace Owens?
Okay, yeah, I think I saw from the interview with Tucker, which, by the way, she's getting a hell of a lot more views being on Tucker Carlson than Ben Shapiro is, but that being neither here nor there.
Right.
Yeah, I think she was mega preggers, but she's one of these women who her belly is like the size of my desk, but her face and neck are still, she looks like she's anorexic from the shoulders up. I mean, I know it's different for everybody. This is not a misogynistic comment. Yeah. I'm just saying that's what she looked like. All right.
I'm sorry. This is totally off topic, but is that her first or second child? I didn't even know she was pregnant.
I think it's her first.
Who's her husband?
I have no idea.
It's a white man.
Well, that's kind of what I was implying, but I got to look it up now.
Got to get that mix. Mixing that race.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, yeah. It totally. It's me. I'm her husband.
That's why you've been so nice to her.
Yeah. Apparently, I married her in 2019. So, yeah. Sorry for not inviting you.
Yeah. Thanks. So yeah, all this talk of her quitting or getting fired, and then Jeremy Boring, who.
Jeremy Boring.
I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Who is that?
I think he's another like head honcho over on Daily Wire with Ben Shapiro.
So his last name is really boring.
Well, I don't know. Again, I don't know how if that's how you pronounce it, but I'm just gonna say it like that because it sounds funny to me. And also, he's known as the guy who's like Harry's Razors. I'm going to make my own. And he also made that chocolate. Mm-hmm. He's in that commercial with the him and her chocolate or whatever. You know, oh, this one's got nuts. Yeah, because it's the him version. Get it? Because it's got nuts. So Jeremy Boring went on this tweet where I think it's because the Daily Wire Daily Wire and Ben Shapiro. And I'm sure he was also getting a lot of people. Hey, you should fire that black person over there, a black lady.
Yeah.
And so, okay, he tweeted, I am currently on a leave of absence for my executive duties at the Daily Wire while overseas producing whatever. In my current capacity, I cannot fire Candace Owens. That's something Ben and I have in common since he is also not an executive in the company and cannot hire or fire people. But even if we could, we would not fire Candace because of another thing we have in common, a desire not to regulate the speech of our hosts, even when we disagree with them. Candace is paid to give her opinion, not mine or Ben's. Unless those opinions run afoul of the law or she violates the terms of her contract in some way, her job is secure and she is welcome at Daily Wire. So just based off of that, and I know that he was also kind of involved with that Steven Crowder contract weird shit that was going on over there with them.
Yeah.
I'm just basing off what he said, especially that last part where unless those opinions run afoul of the law or she violates the terms of her contract in some way, maybe in her contract it said you can be anti-Israel. It's fine. Just say whatever you want. We're not going to, because could you imagine if that contract said you better be pro, you have to be 100% pro-Israel. Are you okay with this? And she was like, you know what? Money sounds really good right now. I will be 100% or I just won't even talk about it. How about that? All right. Sounds good.
See, See, I think the biggest thing that stands out from that tweet is the third stanza there where he says, but even if we could, we wouldn't fire her because of another thing we have in common, the desire not to regulate speech. Yeah. So that's just a point blank lie. If Ben Shapiro could fire her, she'd already be unemployed. That's an absolute ridiculous lie on his part. Ben Shapiro is emotionally unhinged and he would have fired her if he has the power, but he doesn't. So Jeremy is being overwhelmingly too nice to say that they have that in common. They absolutely don't have that in common.
Man, Ben Shapiro's like, I wish I had that red telephone or that nuclear war button.
If anything, this actually demonstrates perhaps why Ben Shapiro is not at an executive level at that company, because they see him as a face and not as a pencil, as a decision maker. If anything, he's proven that.
Because what you're saying is his feelings matter over
absolutely.
Facts.
Of course, and they always have. That's nothing new.
Wow. I don't know what else to say. Is this why, because Ben Shapiro is so short? Is that why? Oh, he's short. He must be compensating over it. I mean, I'm sorry. That was a low blow. I'm sorry.
How short is he?
I don't know. Like Peter Dinklage, I think.
I don't know what that means either.
Well, just look it up.
Well, now I got to Google this.
Now I got to Google how tall Ben Shapiro is.
This is great.
Apparently, it's a matter of controversy because they don't have like a official listing.
Yeah, I see most people saying he's 5'9". Someone said that he's 5'5". Someone said he's 5'7".
So it's a matter of inches.
So there's multiple sites, like actual sites and not just memes, where Ben Shapiro had claimed at different times that he was 5'9", and at different times he claimed he was 5'7". But there's multiple eyewitness accounts of people who were listed as 5'6" standing next to him, and they appear taller.
Let's just say
he's 5'5". He's the perfect height for a woman.
There you go. I guess that's why his feelings are so crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're just saying that because you're tall.
Ish. I'm tall-ish, I guess.
You're tall. See, this is the thing about doing podcasts. I don't even know if you people are real. As far as I know, you're both AI.
Oh man, our secret's out. You figured it out. We were part of the Grok. Whatever how you pronounce it, the new AI from Elon. Grok. How you pronounce it? Grok.
I don't even know what you're
Rob Gronkowski.
About. Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I mean, I'm under 6 foot, so I'm literally a midget.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you 6'1"?
I'm like 6 foot. Yeah, almost 6'1".
Like 6 foot and a half inch.
On like a good day, it could be like 6'6", Michael Jordan height.
Yeah. But I've seen a picture of you holding your son, and y'all were the same height. So.
It's crazy how tall he's gotten already.
Yeah.
Wait, are you?
We're just confusing everybody now.
He's 3 feet tall. I mean, not you. I mean, their son.
This is literally how tall I am. I'm sitting on a chair and my legs are like, I can't even. Mm-hmm. They just barely go over where the chair ends.
Mm-hmm. You must have a series of stools throughout your house.
We need some step stools, actually. For you, because someone's like, I can't reach. It's kind of funny.
For you.
Yeah, for me.
Wow.
So this whole thing where people are kind of fighting about, oh, you're not pro-Israel, or, you know, you're not all this other thing. I find this whole kind of discourse to just, like, how long is this going to last? Is it going to be like another one of those after a week or so? Because nobody's talking about Ukraine anymore. Nobody, like, Ukraine. No. You tell them about Ukraine, they're like, what are you talking about? Where's that at? Is it in Africa? I don't know. Mm-hmm. With Israel and Palestine, I think this could actually maybe last a little longer. I mean, obviously this thing's been going on for not just October 7th, but the whole thing has been going on for a while.
Hold on. Hot take, everybody. The issues between Israel and Palestine may go on a little longer.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to end tomorrow, actually.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
We're all hot takes over here.
Where are you going with this?
Well, it's just funny to see conservatives fighting about some of this stuff, where conservatives are either you have to be pro-Israel or you're not a real conservative and all that bullshit. And there's other conservatives who kind of say, well, I'm not pro either. I don't think America should be worried about us and America. And I don't really understand why there are conservatives who feel that they have, like, you have to be pro this country. And I don't mean America, I mean pro Israel. I don't get it. I just don't understand. Like, okay, I get if you're Israeli and you, I get that, but I don't know. I just don't, yeah. I don't get it.
Well, I will say, I think one of the biggest takeaways from this moment in time is just the fact that, you know, even, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, it would have been commonplace in like the social lexicon that you are going to be supportive of Israel in whatever it is that's going on. And if you weren't, then yeah, you would be a pariah. You would be forced out professionally, politically, yeah, whatever. But we have arrived at a time where a lot, like in the public at large, a lot more people are quite comfortable being critical of Israel. And that doesn't get you canceled, because public sentiment has shifted big time. Yeah. And you can call it just foreign policy fatigue. People, like, a lot of people were perfectly happy to see the withdrawal in Afghanistan, no matter how it happened. Why? Because they were just tired of it. They were tired of the foreign wars. They were tired of the war on terror. Right. A lot of people are done with Ukraine and Russia. Why? Because people are just, they're just tired of it. It's like, well, it has nothing to do with us. Quit robbing us to pay for it. But more importantly, no matter where you fall on it, it's become more safe to question these things, where it used to be, oh, that would get you in trouble. You'd be deplatformed. You'd be shunned. You definitely wouldn't have a political career if you said these things. Whereas yeah, now you can go scrolling through Twitter and see tons of people just being openly critical of the whole thing. You know, imagine that. People don't like it when you murder thousands of kids. Who would have thought?
I don't know. Hey, there's that one terrorist in that building. Yeah, but there's 5,000 people. It's fine. As long as we get that terrorist, that's fine. Even though 5,000 people will die, and it's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight, even though I know that missile, that I pushed the button for that missile to go down.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be all right. All right. So moving on. Because I think this beer is starting to affect me. I'm a terrible drinker now.
Well, that's because
I've been
drinking for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So I want to get into another fight.
Okay,
that's been going on. Yeah.
You want to get into another fight?
I do. Alan, you ready? We're going to rumble. You ready?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Did you learn your kickboxing? Hope so.
Yeah. Sure.
You sound so enthusiastic.
Okay. So in a Senate hearing, a fight almost broke out. So this is from the Citizen Free Press. And then Mark Wayne Mullen, which is just, I mean, that's a great name, Mark Wayne. It's not just Mark Wayne, it's Mark Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Read a tweet from Teamster boss Sean O'Brien, which challenged Mullen to a fight. Mullen said he was ready to settle things right here, right now. And then old chum Bernie Sanders had to shut the scene down. Here's the video.
Like he's self-made. Sir, I wish he was in the truck with me when I was building my plumbing company. Myself and my wife was running the office because I sure remember working pretty hard and long hours. Pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been. Always will be. Quit the tough guy act and these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, anytime, cowboy. Sir, this is a time, this is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Big guy. Oh, stop it. Revolutionary poet. No, no, sit down.
Oh, you're a clown.
Sit down. Okay. You know,
United States Senator.
Active.
Oh, okay.
Sit down, please.
All right.
Can I respond?
Mr. Hold it.
If we can, no, I have the mic. I'm sorry.
This is what he said.
You'll have your time.
Okay.
Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't. This is a hearing.
Yeah. Yeah, they should have fought. Come on, man.
That's what we all want to see.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders should be like, you know what? If you guys want to set us like men, get on in. Get in the middle of it. Come on, let's all watch. And then whoever wins gets to speak.
Yeah. So first of all, that was all fake. That's the fakest shit I've ever seen in my life. And second of all, Tubbs over there, being, you know, the one who's before the Senate panel, the Teamster guy. Yeah, he ain't winning that fight. I think he would have been winded getting over the table, to be honest with you.
Just walking over to him, like, oh God, can't we?
Yeah.
Just forget it.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know, I don't know. All when I see something like that, all I think of is unions are communist and they should all be busted. Every single one of them.
UPS, you hearing that?
Yeah. No, UPS has it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, they do have a union now. Like, basic, shut the company down, bunch of retards.
But I just think it's funny that he read the tweet and he's like, you want to do this right now? Yeah, come on. Let's go. He stands up. He's about to take his ring off, whatever. And a guy, and then Bernie Sanders had a show. It's like, come on, man. It's like she was saying, we all want to see these two old fucks fight. Just fight. You know,
that should be throw every some hands. Senate hearing.
Yeah, if two people want to fight or they have a disagreement, you know how we're going to settle this? We'll settle like men. Get your guns out. We're going to duel.
What if there's a woman there?
Well, if it's a woman, we're going to punch. Let's go. Come on. We got to fight. We got
bullets. I don't know. Does the thing behind Senator Mueller's shoulder count as a woman?
You know, it's funny. The whole thing, she's kind of just like, oh, shit. So I'm going to fight. Oh, this is going to be cool.
Yeah, all those people are probably like, is this really going to happen?
Yeah.
Father, I'm like, let's go.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I remember being in history class and being taught about a famous example of there being violence in Congress where one guy beat another one with a cane. And when I mean beat him, I don't mean hit him a few times. I mean, like, it was brutal and he was seriously injured. And I remember them teaching this topic as if it were a bad thing. And me the whole time thinking, no, if he was an opposing politician that you believed was supporting initiatives that were unconstitutional and dangerous, then I feel like you did the right thing, sir. Literally beat him to death with a stick. So, I mean, I don't know. If the senator wants to go down there and beat the shit out of a Teamster, I'm like, okay, yeah, sense. I don't know. In the good old days, you just sent the thugs down to break the strikes, you know, break them as in, you know, with bricks and bats. God, we got it. This used to be a proper country.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of a proper country, I forgot to put it up here, but there's a city in Tennessee who apparently banned public homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that even mean?
But then when you, because, well, people are saying, oh, you can't be gay out in public. It's like, no, you can't just start, like, you know, kissing out in public. You can't be kissing in the city. It's not just gays. Like, LGBTQ is part of that, but it's not, that's the main, hey, you know, hey, you two can't be sucking dick to get, come on.
In public? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, June is over. Stop being gay. Right.
Yeah.
That's number one. And number two, I think technically, like, the city ordinance is it supposed to be against like overt displays of affection? And they're clarifying that this also applies to you, you know, you AIDS carriers. This isn't just, it isn't just for us God fearing people. It's for you guys too. And third, I'll be honest, I'm actually pretty surprised that this happened in Murfreesboro. So for people that are not familiar with it, that's where MTSU is, Middle Tennessee State. So it's a big college town. MTSU is a huge school. Like, you know, it may, you know, you may not be thinking, oh, well, that ain't an SEC school, so it don't even exist. Well, that is true. But I mean, MTSU's got something like 60,000 enrollees. This is a big school, big state school. So it's a big college town. And you just wouldn't think of a big college town to be the kind of place where something like that would, like, you totally expect that in Memphis, Nashville, Knoxville. You wouldn't expect that in basically anywhere else in the state of Tennessee. But I don't know. That's what happened. So interesting that they went there, and I'm sure there'll be a big challenge. Oh, look at that chonker.
Yeah, and I also lied. I actually did have it here. Whoops.
Wow.
For some reason, I thought I didn't have it, but I actually do. So, yeah, a city in Tennessee banned public homosexuality, and we all missed it.
Oh, I'm here for it.
A city in Tennessee is using a recently passed ordinance essentially prohibiting homosexuality in public to try to ban library books that might violate the new rules. Murfreesboro passed an ordinance in June banning indecent behavior, including indecent exposure, public indecency, lewd behavior, nudity, or sexual contact.
What do you have to say about that, Misha? She's just purring.
Oh, okay.
No comment. She has no comment.
You know, this is going to end up being one of those things where all they banned was is the children's section of the library can't have porn, and you can't, sexual predators, you can't literally abduct children in broad daylight. That's probably what the ordinance says, and this website's going to paint it to be anti-LGBTQ, which kind of says something about LGBTQ if it was me, but I don't know.
Anyone who violates the new ordinance is barred from hosting public events or selling goods and services at public events for 2 years. Anyone who violates the ordinance in the presence of minors is barred for 5 years. So what do you think about that, Mr. Allen?
I mean, I don't know. The actual penalties are relatively loose for what the ordinance literally says. I mean, if you're nude and doing sex acts in public, I'm pretty sure you ought to get something a little bit stiffer than a couple of year ban or 5 years if there's minors around. I think you should probably just be, I don't know, tarred and feathered and
get your dick chopped off or something.
Well, they're into that. Don't offer them a good time. Yeah.
What if they're into being tarred and feathered?
well, you didn't let me finish. Once they're tarred and feathered, you tie them next to a really heavy rock and throw them in the Tennessee River. But
they might be into that too.
You know, I've always wanted to die in the Tennessee River. This is just perfect.
Yeah. Well, at least we found common ground.
Yeah. Common ground and killing people.
But, you know, and the other thing is too, is that, you know, no matter who does or doesn't challenge it, or no matter where it goes from there, it's still going to end up being one of these situations where there will be a loud minority who doesn't even live in Murfreesboro who's going to get super upset and want to make it an issue. While the people in Murfreesboro who are probably like, yeah, this is fine. We're good with this. Yeah. That's how it always happens. There'll be an activist group from California that'll want to challenge it in a Murfreesboro court in Tennessee, because they just can't go on living knowing that people in another part of the country live differently than them.
Just all those gays and lesbians just go to one area, just go to one state that you like to go, California
or Oregon.
Just move there. And everybody else, get the fuck out. Get out of there. Let all the gays and lesbians do all the sucking and fucking. All
right, stop it.
Do all they want to do over there, and, you know, pass as much AIDS as you want. You know?
But the thing is, it's like if those people knew that the majority of their neighbors in Murfreesboro felt that way about them, then why wouldn't they want to leave? Why would they want to continue to – why would you want to move to a place that was diametrically opposed to your views?
Because it's cheaper?
I would – no, you. Well, I mean, if you were moving to Tennessee because it's cheaper, you wouldn't go to Murfreesboro.
Oh, really? I guess that plans out the window.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I mean, it's not – I mean, there's a lot of other places in Tennessee that are a lot cheaper than that. Like I said, if you're going to move to a red state, why would you move to a blue county in a red state? That's crazy. I wouldn't do that.
Is that a blue county?
It's too blue. Rutherford County. I mean, just the fact that Murfreesboro is one of the bigger cities in Tennessee. So, I mean, if you're going to move to Tennessee for what you perceive to be the advantages of moving to Tennessee, of which there's plenty. Like, yeah. I wouldn't live in Nashville, you know. I wouldn't live in Memphis. I mean, you would die in Memphis. I wouldn't die in Memphis. I wouldn't live in Nashville. So Murfreesboro is not far off. Like I said, it's a big so if you wanted to live in a college town, yeah, sure, you could do that. But I mean, I don't want to. I'm 38. I don't want to live in a college town.
So Knox County.
It's where Knoxville is, and they're blue. You don't want to live there.
Really? I thought the mayor of Knox County was Kane.
Yeah, the mayor of Knox County is Kane, and he sure as shit ain't the mayor of Knoxville. But even with that, like, if you wanted to live in East Tennessee and you wanted to have the foothills of the Smokies be available to you, there's other places you could live very nearby and be 15 minutes down the road. I wouldn't live in Knoxville. I mean, this is the same thing as, like, if you told me, hey, I got a job in Nashville, we're moving over, I'd be like, that's really cool, but you're not going to live there, are you? Like, you wouldn't want to do that. You'd want to live down here with me and drive to Nashville, because you'd be like, holy shit, it's like $4,000 and $5,000 apartments up there. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now we're just talking about Tennessee.
Yeah,
see what I did here?
This is the plan the whole time. We're gonna talk
about
the South
will rise again tonight on this show.
Oh, by the way, I didn't even mention the fact that this is the so now anytime that Alan and I are gonna be podcasting together on this show, forever long this lasts, I don't know. This could be the last episode for all I know. I have no idea.
You say that every time.
Well, I want people to keep on. Is it the last episode? I don't know. We'll find out. We're calling it the 38th parallel.
What if I'm here?
Eh.
Then is it not that?
It's whatever, you know.
Should I go?
Because I'm gonna read something that might be a little too long. So if you don't want to be there for that.
Yeah, you're probably right. I might actually leave for real.
Wait, hold on. But before you go, can I ask a question?
It depends on what the question is.
So I'm trying to point the right direction. So y'all's logo up there. The Hapatarians logo, that's like y'all's little, I don't know what that is, your little anime characters. Why is it the one for Shane is like a little Shane with a giant head and black hair, but the one for Nico is clearly a white woman who's like a brunette? was there a replacement in the cast of this show at some point?
Yeah, the first episode had a white woman.
Oh,
And I was like, you know what? I think she's not, you know. It didn't vibe too well. And then I saw her. I was like, you know what? Let's do this. Well, and it worked out great.
But, like, for real, though, my hair was lighter before.
Yeah.
So then,
okay.
And I would dye it lighter. And now this is my natural color. So.
Okay.
But my hair's not black. And your hair's not black either, technically. It's very, very dark brown.
Dark brown, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, like, I mean, I know that, like, there's some people that have like really dark hair and really dark eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, people who watch this think that I have dark hair and dark eyes, which is true. I have no soul. It's very clear if you look
you're really a ginger. Oh shit. I got to kick you off. Fuck.
But for one, my hair is brown, because, you know, big shocker, I'm white. But two, my eyes are also brown, but I see my hair and eyes both got darker as I got older, which is kind of fucked, but that happened.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you have brown eyes. Mm-hmm. I have green eyes. That's weird, right?
It is kind of weird but you're half. So it was the white side. It's like, you know what, Asian? Get out of here.
Oh my god, what's the white side then? Are you like the Scotch Korean from the Starburst commercial, or what?
Oh my gosh.
What? I don't know what it, never mind. I don't get the reference.
I'll show you later.
Okay.
All right. Show her later, but also, is this legit? Like, this happened IRL?
What do you mean?
Okay, in the commercial, they're making fun of two things that you wouldn't think go together, but do.
Right.
And in the episode, it's a couple of Asian, it's like an Asian father and son, and they're wearing kilts, and they're talking about their proud heritage as Scotch Koreans. But if that's your hair, but you have green eyes, then that's why I was wondering, is this literally the commercial come to life?
I mean, maybe, because my white side is Scottish, so there you go.
Oh my!
Scottish.
Okay, now you got to show her the damn commercial.
Okay, you want to show it now?
What?
Yeah, right now. Fuck the rest of the show. Roll up the commercial.
All right.
This is going to make your life better.
While I'm searching for this, I want to thank JC for the $5, $4.99 for the baby. Thank you so much, JC. Yeah. Really appreciate that.
I believe he said Babby, but yeah.
For the Babby. I'm trying to be, you know, I'm trying to be nice for the Babby. So thank you, JC. I really appreciate it. All right.
The cat is sitting in the laundry basket now.
I just want to point out that y'all are actually the racists, not me, because you said that, you know, you implied like all white people are the same.
As man, you don't even know the half of how a racist agent's gonna be. Oof.
I know. Yeah.
Tell me about it. I know personally. Oof.
Yeah.
Koreans are the worst.
Sorry. Yeah. Which is, I don't know. Never mind. I was gonna say something awful, but
can I say something racist?
All right, here we go.
I mean, I don't know. It kind of depends on your definition of racist.
You ready for this?
I guess so.
Yeah, I'm ready for
this. Yeah, this is great.
What if it starts playing a commercial before the commercial?
It's going to play a commercial because it says 6 seconds. So
yeah, we're getting an ad before the don't copy of the commercial.
Wait. Oh, crap. Oh,
look at this. One contradiction. Eating another.
What do you mean?
You're Scotch-Korean. You don't make a wee bit of sense, and neither does Starburst. Starburst is a solid, yet juicy, like a liquid!
You're right.
Of course I'm right. Look, there's another contradiction. It's Timmy, the albino lifeguard. Hey, Timmy, grab a Starburst!
An albino lifeguard.
Okay, so now that you've seen the commercial, I'm just glad that I met one of your people in real life. A Scotch Korean.
I don't have the accent, so.
But you're not Korean either.
Yeah, that too. But I am Asian, so.
Yeah.
But I don't have a Scottish accent either.
Okay, so Asian is just one thing. All right. Here I was trying to be sensitive for no reason. All right, all Asian.
Well, I just say that because it's like a mix, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's why white, like when people say white, first, they're probably talking about light-skinned, like Caucasians are white people in North America of European ancestry. And they are just, instead of being called Caucasians, they're called white. But I mean, but it's fair to call them white because if you said, well, what are you? Because white's not a thing. I'd be like, well, I mean, it's partly German, but it's also partly Scottish and it's also partly English. So instead of saying the 3% of 17 different European countries, you just say white.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's kind of how I am about my Asian side too, because my mom is like mostly Filipino, but also part Chinese, part Malaysian. So it's like,
oh my gosh.
And then my dad's side, it's like Scottish, but then also a little bit German.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're Scottish. Let me get those skittles for you.
See, like his heritage is really simple. It's just British Korean. That's it.
This yeah. Right here. Oh, which of your parents was the colonizer?
Wait, say that again.
But well, if he's half British and half Korean, then that means the British one was the colonizer. So which one was the colonizer?
The North Korean side.
Can you imagine if you were North Korean?
Yeah, I should be out speaking engagement at Yeonmi Park. Let me tell you about my story.
You'll be talking about pulling train
Let me
cars.
Tell you about my story. And then it's like the eighth different type of story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you pretty much got it nailed. You're only missing like two critical things that she has that you don't.
Yeah.
They're both attached to her body.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I would be with you if you don't talk about it.
If you were North Korean, she wouldn't be with you.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, but it shows that I can, you know, I was like,
if you were North Korean and you also had boobs, then I don't think I'd be with you.
Well, yeah, if I had boobs, I think we'd have a whole other set of problems.
Why'd you go?
I don't know. I have problems.
Anyway, aren't you gonna read
Yeah, that's right. I was gonna read the letter. So if you want
to, I don't know. Yeah, it's super long. We're both gonna go, actually. Shane's just gonna monologue it from here on out.
Yeah. Wow. I'll just read it, and you know, because I mean, it's just the thing that everyone on TikTok, not everybody, but you know, a lot of the Gen Zers and all those people, they're like, you know, this Osama bin Laden, I read the letter, you know, it's not that bad. I think he was right. And, you know, of course, a lot of the conservatives are like, I can't believe, I obviously all these left-wingers love what Osama bin Laden said, obviously, because, you know, you got to group everybody together. So, yeah.
I like how you're doing the commentary on the letter, having not read the letter. Like
you said, I know. Yeah.
Is it actually long?
Yeah, it's super long. Yeah.
Are you guys just trying to get rid of me?
No, I'm leaving. You stay. You're going to stay and listen to the wise words of Osama bin Laden.
Well, okay. So I mean, I won't read the whole thing, at least not right here. But the part that
that is kind of long.
I do kind of.
Oh my
notice,
gosh, you were gonna read this?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to save Shane. I'm trying to save y'all's show.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I won't do it. I'm sorry. I think it's the beer talking. The beer was like, you know, you should totally read that. That sounds like a good idea. I think we have a good. Yeah. I think we'll be here till midnight. It's fine. But so like one of the parts that he said, because he had, I have two questions I'm going to answer. It's like, why are we doing this and what we want America to do, basically. And so the second part, it's like, well, I think everybody should just convert to Islam.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. Like the first thing that we are calling you to is Islam. Because he's like, okay, so as for the second question that we want to answer, what are we calling you to and what do we want from you? One, the first thing that we are calling you to is Islam.
I feel like he just has to say that, though, because he's an Islamic extremist. I can't talk now.
So like, question one, why are we fighting and opposing you? Two, why are we calling you to and what do we want from you? That's for the
first. Okay, but just hypothetically, if we do all convert to Islam, can we have all your oil?
All your oil, all your virgins, apparently, right? Is that part of the thing?
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh my gosh, here, wait a second.
I think this is our cue that maybe it was a good idea. Yeah, maybe
we should probably stop because my cat is knocking over everything.
Well, he's doing his job, her job.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, you just misgendered
our cat.
Okay, all right. So first of all, the correct was it. It's doing its job, but I was being nice and trying to personify it. Yeah.
It.
Yeah. Y'all are Asian. You're gonna eat it anyway.
No, that's dog.
We're just waiting for it to get fat.
Oh, that's why y'all don't have a dog. Okay.
Yeah.
We did have a dog.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, well, what do you eat that's weird?
You had a dog. I didn't have a dog.
That's true. I didn't have a dog. And I was like,
I mean, if that's where we're going to go on the show to wrap up. So I've had gator. Have you ever had gator?
Gator's good, yeah.
Yeah, actually, alligator is really good for if you're pregnant because it's really high in
protein. It has a lot of protein, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the highest protein meat.
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't pregnant at the time.
So. Sorry about that. Maybe you will 20, be next time.
It's, you know, a later 21st century. You can be whatever you want now.
I mean, obviously, like deer, that's an easy one,
right?
Which isn't very good, by the way. You know, people convince themselves that it's good because they have it. Frog legs,
ooh,
frog legs
tastes like chicken. Yeah,
yeah,
it
everything legit does. Like, it's not a meme. Everything does. So it's you know,
right.
I'm trying to think if there's anything other like particularly exotic. You know, I was going to say rabbit, but a lot of people have had rabbit. You can go to fancy restaurants and they have rabbit on the menu. So that's not like insane. I don't know. Is there anything else that some people might consider exotic that you've had?
What about you? You go first. Probably not.
I can't really think of anything. Like, well, like something that, because I'm Asian, you would think I would like, but I'm not the biggest fan of. Like, I'm not a big fan of lobster and crab.
Or octopus.
I've never had octopus.
That's the thing. Like, all my Korean friends always would eat this dish where the octopus is still kind of alive.
Yeah. That's definitely a Korean thing, though, where
the
food has to be moving. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no thanks.
But it could just be like the nerves, and then you put some kind of like liquid, I don't know, some oil.
Yeah, I think the nerves are still there, but it's not really actually alive. Right. Yeah.
Did your Korean friends cheer during Oppenheimer when the bomb dropped?
Yeah, kill those Japanese.
I've heard that. I've read that.
Yeah, Koreans and Japanese. I mean, they get along now, but there's definitely, I'm sure, there were some like, oh, screw. Ugh.
Well, you're Korean and you lived in Japan, so.
Yeah.
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 See, you know, me being a genetically superior white person, I would say that, well, you being in Japan, they wouldn't even know. They would just think you're Asian. But I imagine that would offend all the Japanese people that I just said that out loud.
Well, maybe they would, because when I was in Thailand, they all thought I was Thai.
Okay.
People would say stuff and just expect me to understand them and...
Oh, yeah.
That's not how it is.
If you were in Thailand, they were just hoping you actually were a woman.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Okay, that actually is funny because at nighttime there would be a lot of those type of people come out and they were obviously not women, but they were completely dressed like they were women.
Yeah.
And I would try not to laugh. Like, I don't know, it's just some guy with a full-on beard wearing a dress. I don't know. I'm
sorry. Yeah. Didn't Mike Cernovich do that?
Wait, what?
That was a whole big controversial thing. So Cerno is like, you know, big time independent conservative pundit these days. But
you had him on the show.
Yeah.
A couple
you've of had
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Whoa. You've had Cerno on the show before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of times, actually. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, he fucked a dude in in Asia at some point.
All right. Next time we have him on. Hey.
No, don't ask him.
All right. So, all right. Please let me know when that episode drops. I want to be here for it. But you should
love to answer that question.
He actually wrote a blog post way back in the day when he was kind of like, basically a nobody.
I think I know what you're talking about now.
He fucked a dude, but except for like he knew it was a dude and he kept, you know,
all right,
well, you know, people do things back in the day, you know I'm not that guy
that really something though that you could move past?
I don't know.
Well, as a straight male, never mind, you know what, I'm not gonna ask these. We're supposed
okay
to end
first
the show
off
now.
Because
then we're gonna get into a weird.
Yeah.
Did we get into?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll blame this guy right there.
You should be thanking me. I stopped you from reading a bunch of radical Islamic terror on the show.
You know,
just replaced it with Cerno fucked a dude. That's all.
Damn it! You know what? Good point.
Yeah, he's.
Part of me still wants to read that letter, though. Not now.
You can read it on your own time yourself.
After we're done with this, I'll record my own episode, and I'll just read it, and that's the whole thing. I'm just reading the thing. No commentary whatsoever. I'm just reading the thing, and then you can commentate whatever you want. You can just listen to me talk.
It would only have like a flag in the background.
Yeah.
Honey, come to bed. It's late. No, I got to stay up and read Bin Laden.
All right, Alan, tell everybody where they can find your show and where they can follow you and all that good stuff. Whatever else you want to plug.
I mean, all the links and stuff are on alanmosley.tv, but episodes of It's Too Late with Alan Mosley appear Wednesday nights at 9:00 Eastern time. You can go to every platform, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Just go at Alan Mosley TV. And we actually have 4 members of the crew now. We have a host and an executive producer and a mod and a staff writer.
Uh-oh. Who's the staff writer?
I don't know. I put his big secret. I put his name in the credits even though he doesn't like his name on the internet. But it's a good thing no one watches my fucking show, so they still haven't seen it.
I know. If it was like the Ben Shapiro show, we'd have some other discussions.
Why would you be on there anyway?
Well, you know what I mean? It feels like the audience where, like, literally Ben Shapiro
could You're tweet out You're just saying Ben Shapiro over and over again so you get more YouTube views.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did you know? That's my secret. You know, I'm trying to like, anyway.
If you want to get huge traffic, just Photoshop a picture of Ben Shapiro with like the eggplant emoji pointed at his mouth. That's how you get the clicks.
I found a good one that for the thumbnail for that segment of us talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the picture where I'm it's scared. Us and boom, right there in the middle is good old Benny. Good old baby.
Okay, we got to go.
You two have to do the whole put up the green screen. Take a screenshot of both of you guys going like, or like that with Osama bin Laden in the background and said, we read bin Laden and then this happened.
You know what? He was right. No, it's good.
And then bin Laden showed up.
Yeah. Oh my God. And then Al Mosley somehow shows up with a freaking beard and.
That's what we should have done.
Yeah. Do a skit.
Hmm.
Anyway, you can follow me at Twitter at the Hopitarian. You can also go to my Instagram. If you want to see pictures with words attached to them, you can go follow me on Instagram at the Hopitarian. So yeah, help me reach 1,000 followers over on Instagram. Thanks. Love you long time.
What happens at 1,000?
I don't know. Nothing. It's just, you know, I give you a thumbs up or something.
Okay. I don't know, you just made it sound like something was gonna happen. I don't know. Whatever. The Godfather's great. Go watch never doing this show again until you watch The Godfather.
All right.
I've seen that.
Oh my dear God, you live in the house where the wife has seen The Godfather and the husband hasn't.
And this is the lady who says I don't watch any movies.
No, you know what's bad? I don't remember anything that happened. I just know I watched it. Alan, I know I've seen it, but I don't remember.
What's more offensive? That I have tried to watch it twice and never finished it, or she's watching. She's like, I don't know what happened. I have no idea.
Every single movie I watch it and then I forget all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That just means it's all new all over again. God, I wish I could forget The Godfather. I'd watch it tonight.
I know. He'd be like, if he forgot everything, he'd be the thing. If he'd be watching the third one, he's like, man, this is the best Godfather movie ever, right? Godfather Part 3.
If you could forget every movie and TV show you've ever seen, what would you rewatch tonight?
Oh, I watched the police. I watched Police Story. It's obvious.
Well, I forgot everything about Lost, and then we rewatched. Oh, Lost. Yeah, Lost. I was watching it for the
Lost
first time.
Lost is good. Lost is a good show. Yeah, but yeah, Police Story is the movie because that's like Jackie Chan movies, so that's why I like Police Story.
You like to see? Does it make you feel like you're represented?
No.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys. It was fun.
Yeah, thanks. We'll see y'all maybe in the next one.
The truck's backing up because they're hearing us. I think it's time to end this episode.
And smash that like button.
Yeah, smash that like
Just
button.
Just break your computer.
And don't forget to subscribe. Hit that subscribe button.
Bye.
Bye.